school districts in at least 14 states going remote due to the nationwide spike in COVID cases. It's impacting everyone. Red states, blue states, urban, rural. Chicago, of course, we told you about making national headlines today as public school classes went virtual after the teachers union voted in favor of that measure late last night. A big surprise for many students and parents in the country's third largest school district. The White House COVID response team voicing disagreement with measures like that today, saying we have the tools to keep schools open. So joining us live to talk about the state of our schools and answer your questions, U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. Secretary Cardona, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Happy to be with you. Thank you.
Well, Secretary, the White House, you know, pretty clear today, saying the administration wants schools to stay open. What is your response to districts like Chicago opting to go remote?
Well, look, as a parent and as an educator, I know our children learn best in the classroom. And I can tell you, as someone who was there trying to open schools before we had vaccines and before we had the access to testing we have today, that it was important to do it then, and it's even more important to do it now. Our students suffered enough. And I think we have I know we have the tools to get our schools safely open. And we have to do everything in our power to give our students the best opportunity for success. And that means giving them an in-person learning opportunity, keeping them safe, using the mitigation strategies that we know work, so that they can be in the classroom with their peers and with their teachers.
All right, so Secretary, speaking of that in-person learning, though, this question now comes from one of our viewers. This is from Charlie in North Carolina, asking if there should be school mask mandates. And what do you say to districts keeping masks optional?
Yeah, thank you for the question. Absolutely. We know that part of the reason why we were successful going from 47% of our schools open when President Biden took office to 99% of our schools open for full-time in-person learning in December was because of the mitigation strategies that helped prevent the spread of COVID-19. Now, I recognize in some parts of our country, it's become politicized, unfortunately, and there's opposition to that. We know what works to keep our schools and our staff safe. We should be using those mitigation strategies. That, along with vaccination for our students to keep them safe and testing protocols, will keep our schools open full-time in person where they should, how they should be.
All right, Secretary, we have another viewer question here. This is Karen from Colorado Springs. She wants to know specifically what federal money has been used and what's been purchased to keep classrooms open.
Thank you for the question, Karen. You know, the American Rescue Plan funds provided $130 billion for schools across the country. And I've seen firsthand wonderful summer school programs that gave students an opportunity to re-engage with their peers. I saw new ventilation systems in Georgia to allow students access to schools. And so many other strategies, tutoring, after-school programming, more social workers for schools, for students who experienced trauma. You know, we lost 140,000 students lost a parent or caregiver in the last year and a half, and they're coming back into our schools. So the emphasis on social and emotional learning has been a priority with the American Rescue Plan funds. They have been used to reopen our schools, but also to provide students better support.
All right. So Secretary, you spoke about that $130 billion in rescue funds distributed to schools across the country. Now, is there any accountability when it comes to how the districts spend that money? Are they reporting back to the federal government? How does that work?
Yes. In order to receive the funds, we required all states to participate, to submit a plan of how they were using it. And the plan must include sections on addressing inequities that were made worse by the pandemic, but also stakeholder engagement. So how are you engaging families in this process? So 100% of the states provided their plans and the funds have been released. And then we've required that they publish those plans, those district-specific plans on websites to make sure that accountability happens from the ground level, really, from the students that we serve and the families that we serve. That's critically important for us to get out of this pandemic.
All right, Secretary, I want to completely switch gears here. Now, we're going to talk about student loans. President Trump, of course, paused student loan payments. President Biden continuing that as the pandemic continues to persist. But one of his campaign promises was offering student loan forgiveness of at least $10,000 per person. Does the president plan to follow through on that promise?
You know, we're continuing conversations around student loan forgiveness in general, but I can tell you we haven't been resting since President Biden took office. Close to $13 billion in student loan forgiveness and relief has already been done. We're overhauling the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. So that means that in the last 6 months, over 600,000 borrowers received emails that they're either closer to being debt-free or are totally debt-free. We're continuing to put our students first, and that's not going to stop.
All right. Secretary Miguel Cardona, we thank you so much for giving us some of your time today.
Of course. Have a great day.
You too.